This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Layoffs are rolling through the tech sector at both large and small companies, including in Colorado. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
Denver-based education tech startup Guild is cutting 12% of its workforce, or more than 170 people, in the latest round of job losses to hit the state's technology sector. Other companies cutting Colorado jobs recently include website designer Wix, software developer Populo, and Twitter. Tech giants like Google and Facebook have laid off thousands of workers this year, though it's not clear how many people in Colorado have been affected by those job losses. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Two of Colorado's members of Congress say they don't support the debt ceiling compromise. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Representative Ken Buck tweeted he's appalled by what he calls the debt ceiling surrender and says the agreement should be rejected. GOP Congresswoman Lauren Boebert tweeted she's a no vote. Boebert supported the House Republican bill to lift the debt ceiling, while Buck did not. He's never voted for lifting the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy dismissed grumblings from his right flank, saying 95% of the House GOP are excited by the deal. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service can keep using chemical retardant that's dropped from aircraft to fight wildfires. A judge has issued that order despite findings that the airdrops pollute streams and is in violation of federal law. The ruling from Montana on Friday came after environmentalists sued the government for dropping red slurry into waterways hundreds of times over the past decade. This is CPR News.